You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, we left our homes up in Bristol Bay for the waters of Miami shore. With a hippo at the helm and our severance pay, we fly the pirate flag once more. Pirate radio with the ship and crew, we get wind in our sails and the sky is blue. There's a devil up our nose, so much work to do. Pirate radio. Well, the ship is a wreck, shit stains the deck as Michael Hollow's fellas make more. And Billy is a worry that he's got the scurvy, cause Chris ate all the limes in store. Pirate radio with the ship and crew, we get wind in our sails and the sky is blue. There's a devil up our nose, so much work to do. Pirate radio. Now Roy is a chum when he's on the rum, he's the glue when we spring a leak. And Stu is a mess, he does less and less, and Greg sounded worse each week. Pirate radio with the ship and crew, we get wind in our sails and the sky is blue. There's a devil up our nose, so much work to do. Pirate radio. Someone yelled ahoy, who the hell's cabin boy? Somebody named Tony, who knows? Once we got the skip, well, a mean jump ship, cause he knew we would sail to gold. Pirate radio with the ship and crew, we got wind in our sails and the sky is blue. There's a devil up our nose, so much work to do. For the Pirate Radio.
This feels suspiciously like we have our sea legs. I don't want to get cocky here. The last few months have been crazy, but there are microphones that are working. The crew has never sounded so clean. Roy now has the worst microphone. We've got some professionalism that has...
I don't know about that, Dan.
Scooted here. You sound worse. Go ahead, Billy. I just heard Billy eat all of his breakfast. I heard all the clacking. We all heard butter being put on the toast. Yeah, like Billy
delicious.
Is unbelievably clear. Apparently, he's been doing this throughout the pandemic, and we can never hear it. Now we can hear every morsel going into Billy's face. Chris is trying to get in the stock market because he thinks GameStop is the future. I don't know what to do. That's unbelievable. This oaf hitting the stock market.
Dangerous game, day trading, man.
And Stugatz is going to try and get in the Zoom here and probably not be muted on time because he didn't get here on time, but he's got stuff going on at home. He will share with you what he wishes to share and what he doesn't wish to share. I don't know because we haven't had a pre-show meeting or a hello. He just sauntered in here smelling like heaters. And we're on Twitch television now. The Pirate Radio Show seems to have pirate television sea legs.
I'm not sure Twitch is referred to as television.
But it is. I mean, we're simulcasting it.
It's visual.
Okay, so what should I call Twitch?
Well, you're doing the thing.
Call Twitch.
Yeah, you're doing the thing where you call a podcast a radio show, and now a Twitch a television show. But it's understandable. You're older.
Well, it's not just that I'm older. It's also the show's going to be a little bit different today.
There's a camera in my face. You're what the hell is this
camera
thing?
I mean? You hit the camera that's on me right now. I think you just knocked it sideways.
Sorry.
So Stugatz is coming in here, braving it out. We have become, I think people have realized this, although I want to talk to the audience directly on something here, because we're trying out this Twitch thing that's not television. Our segments are going to be different because there aren't going to be any pauses. It's just going to be one 30 or 40 minute segment after another for four segments as we figure out with the simulcast rhythms of this what we want to do with free agency, whether we want cameras around, whether we want to do live radio, whether we want to do podcasts. We want to test all of this with you, for you, get your opinions. I love how interactive the community is here. I love how often it feels like family. For example, that song, that pirate song, some of you hate it. We love it. I believe we love it. It's ridiculous and silly, but a listener just decided to go home and be inspired. It's one of the reasons that we love this stuff. You guys get something, get an idea, and go create something, and next thing you know, it's the intro to our local hour, and if you don't like it, that's fine, but we love the spirit of all of that. What are you doing, Mike? You got a jacket on today because we're not on television, we're on Twitch.
I got a jacket on today because I am rolling in dough thanks to my great advice from Chris Cody in the Stonks group chat. Yesterday, Dan, was a big day. Now, my retirement is shit, but I hedged a little bit with the fun day trading, and there's nothing quite like investing in a fledgling company.
All right, so you guys helped me out on what happened yesterday, all of you, because Chris got in the game. Billy, you're too scared for the stock market, correct? The stock market is something that causes you great fear and panic. It's not something that you view as fun, right?
No, fun, no.
Okay.
No. Okay. Sell now, by the way, Chris. I'm telling you right now. You're saying, I'm going to hold up. Sell now. Sell now. I'm telling
you. Hold, 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 hold.
I am scared. I'm scared.
Well,
I kind of want
to
sell. Have you been to a GameStop? Have you been to a GameStop? I went there for Christmas shopping, right? I spent 40 minutes walking around GameStop looking at all the things. I picked out a game. I said, oh, great. This is going to be perfect for my wife's little cousin. He's going to love this game. I go to the register. Like, we don't have that game. I'm like, I'm holding the box. They're like, no, we don't have the game. So I put it back. So then I walked around for another 20 minutes. I'm like, okay, I'll take this game. I'm like, no, we don't have that game either. You can go 20 miles down the road. They have it there. They have one copy maybe you can get. I was like, I'm done with GameStop for today.
Billy, this has nothing to do with people actually shopping at GameStop.
Okay, well, I'd like to explain that, but Billy got to rolling. I put both my hands up. Everyone saw it on Twitch that's not television, and he rolled right through the stop sign. If you've ever seen Billy, he does not pay attention to third base coaches, and if you're watching on Twitch, you just saw the thing that we all stop for, the universal symbol of trying to talk to each other without using words. Stugatz puts up his pinky. It means everyone, he wants the ball, get out of the way.
It does, but I'm telling you guys, because I've been down this road, that day trading is a dangerous game. Chris, you have no idea what you're doing. You're relying on a bunch of people you don't know. If they sell that stock tanks, you lose all your money, and it goes quickly. Quickly, dangerous game.
But yesterday was so much fun.
All right, but
just
pause so that I can explain this to the people like Billy who might not be financially savvy.
Sell on GameStop. It's horrible. Unless they want to sponsor us.
Are you still eating, dude? Are you still eating breakfast that we can hear at your every microphone move?
Most important meal of the day.
Billy, feel free to help us here somewhere.
Oh, he's eating.
Giving Chris advice.
Yeah, he's telling everyone what GameStop is
okay,
also.
I need to tell the audience. You want to explain the story to him? You know what, Billy? You go ahead and explain what happened in the stock market yesterday. Since you want to be the anarchist and you want to get in the way of me setting up the show, you please explain to the audience, those who are not in finance, please explain to them what happened yesterday with Reddit, with hedge funds, and with GameStop.
Well, so there's a thing called short sales, right? So what happens is a company buys all of these things, and then they basically rent it out to people, hoping that when they return it, it's worth a lot less, and then they make money. So this Reddit community all got together, and they found all of these stocks that were short sold, and they're like, you know what? Let's buy up a bunch of them, and then we're going to make it go really high, and then when we have to sell it back, we're going to make all this money, and all these hedge funds are going to lose all this money. So they organized on Reddit, and they picked out all these different stocks, and they're like, you know what? AMC, GameStop, BlackBerry, these are all stocks we're going to go for, and we're going to kind of cash in And we're going to take advantage of this situation that we've found. So that's what's going on right now.
What a setup.
That really blew up in my face. Good Lord, it's better than I could have done it.
You're not going to me on this.
Holy shit. That was
a dangerous game, though.
The most dangerous of games.
I haven't been this surprised since you won in a sprint outside and turned into Thor. Like, all of a sudden, you were talking hedge funds in the most confident way I've ever heard you speak. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Hey, you turned into Gordon Gekko.
It was unbelievable. You became somebody who not only was great at stocks, but somebody inexplicably great at radio broadcasting.
This is a bigger upset. For me, quite honestly.
I can't believe what just happened. All right, so Chris, the oaf, tries to get in this game, and I love Chris as the stock market guy. So let's explain what we've got going on here. Stugatz is a legitimate stock guy, right? He knows what he's talking about when it comes to stocks, correct?
I do, yeah. I have experience. I mean, I've been telling Roy about stocks that I've been buying and trading, day trading. He used to do it during the show. Going back like 15 years. So, yeah, I have experience with it. I'm telling these guys, I'm trying to tell them, because I love them, that it is a dangerous game. You could lose your money, okay? I know it feels good now. You're on a high. You're winning a lot
of money. Shut up, Dad. Hold the line. Diamond strong
hands. You're right.
Hands.
No, you're right. I did not want to be told this by my dad or my brother, because they were trying to tell me the same thing 15 years ago, and I got mad at them.
We're going to make a movie theater the biggest company in the world.
Mike said yesterday, he texted out of nowhere, I own 70% of AMC theaters, and I thought it's just because he was the one guy in the theater in Tenet that he paid. What did you pay? $2 for those tickets?
So there's all sorts of confusion in the stonk chat right now as to whether or not we should sell Nokia, because that's going to be the next AMC. AMC was the next GameStop. But I can't sell Nokia because I'm pretty sure I'm chairman of the board right now and I'm actively planning our next company retreat.
It seems like you could own AMC theaters for cheaper than it costs you to see a movie at AMC theaters.
Well, that's why I said when Mike, during the pandemic, to feel normal, did one time, went to the theater and went to see Tenet, which he was very down on in general, both before and after, because Christopher Nolan, you know, needs everyone to see the size of his bleep. And he just directs in a way that is, it's huge and epic and very heavy-handed.
What, his dick?
His bleep?
Yeah, his bleep. And so Mike Ryan sat in the theater, and you didn't pay a full price. You paid, what'd you pay? You paid for two people, like $4 or something ridiculous?
It was one of those hoity-toity boutique theaters, Dan. That's how I roll. I had a bottle of wine, I believe it was Prisoner, which is actually a blend, but it's quite bold for a blend.
So what is happening here as it regards these stocks? I want to follow this path with Chris the Oaf trying to get in the game. Can you explain to the audience, Stugatz, the delight or glee? Because I can't think of a group of people right now, in the group with lawyers or agents or used car salesmen, where America would root for, I don't like that person, more than hedge fund guys. Like, all over America.
No one likes the
hedge
fund guy.
All over America, people are working hard for their paper. People are struggling all over America. If I gave you a group of people, like a phrase, an occupation, put this on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Worst occupation. How do I phrase this? Occupation,
well, occupation
you hate the most.
Occupation the most amount of people hate the most would be hedge fund managers.
Well, put lawyers up there. Put used car salesmen.
Yeah.
Put sports agents. What else would go on the list?
I mean, police officers? Would they? I'm asking.
For some, I guess, two Americas. Okay. So we've got, on top of that, though, we're going to put hedge fund managers. And so yesterday, explains to God, why America was laughing at hedge fund managers, because, of course, GameStop is an outdated... Gamers and Reddit kids did this. I loved when the Reddit kids got involved, the TikTok kids, the boy band kids. They fouled up Trump. They helped kill Herman Cain and fouled up a total convention that Trump thought was going to be filled with people that a bunch of boy band members or that community got together and basically bought tickets they were never going to use, and it turned in the first of all the embarrassments that led to Trump being ousted.
You kind of sound like a boomer when you refer to us as kids, because we're all mid-30s and have kids of our own, but I'll take the compliment, Dan.
So Dan, what's happening here is you're shorting stocks. The hedge funds are shorting stocks. They are making a bet that AMC Theaters is going to go lower and lower, and they will make money if indeed those stocks that betting they are shorting.
Betting on failure. Yes. Wall Street Bets. This is what happened yesterday. Wall Street Bets, which is treating this a bit like gambling, because it really is legalized.
Well, it is.
Yeah, it is legalized gambling.
That's why
but,
I love it. Yeah.
But it's not quite this crass. It's filed under business, but the part that's upsetting to the janitor right now who's standing in a bread line is the idea that somebody out there can play with all this paper, and it's not real work. There's real risk involved, but it's not real work. It's pressurized, greedy people fighting each other at the top of Wall Street, and none of us like the top of Wall Street. The top of Wall Street is responsible for a great deal that plagues this country.
I wouldn't say none of us. I mean,
okay,
I'd like to be at the top of Wall Street. I mean,
the hedge fund guys make for bad martyrs because they're falling victim to what they do. Basically, the establishment is upset that the stock market can be manipulated by someone other than them. So where you're trying to short these companies and really put them in a hole, you have these Robin Hood investors that are coming
reckless,
in.
Totally reckless people,
reckless,
just throwing their money, like possibly throwing their money away.
Possibly, but the stock market and all these hedge fund guys are counting on all these Redditors to be undisciplined. But we're going to hold the line with Diamond Strong Hands and show you that we can learn this stuff too.
The dangerous game is you have to rely on everyone, okay? Standing tall, being brave, okay? And not wanting to cash out. You have to rely on everyone. And listen, if I was part of this group, I would have cashed out already.
There's a Stugatz in the link. You're only as strong. Your chain is only as strong as the weakest link. And Stugatz is smoking a cigar in a yacht somewhere in Bimini.
My portfolio seems like a checkout lane in 1997. I invested in Kodak, Tootsie Roll. I have all these dying companies, BlackBerry, Nokia, AMC Theaters.
What a portfolio in the 80s, man.
I know. I'd be killing it back then.
All right, Chris, BlackBerry crushed yesterday.
Chris, what was your day like yesterday? Now, for those of you who don't know, Mike, I'm not sure here. I don't know who's more of a degenerate. I have seen Mike Ryan and Stu Gotch try and bet Isner at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
I have seen a whole bunch of behavior around here as it relates to betting that is a little bit unpleasant and unseemly and feels a little greedy, and while not maybe addict-y, kind of addict-y.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, though, because Mike has been public about this in a way that the volume has turned up on his gambling. I don't know if Chris isn't secretly more of a problem here as someone who ended up in a poker room during the pandemic in Coconut Creek, somebody who was betting the Australian ponies. And I just love the visual, right? As the Reddit community gets together, as Mike Ryan wears a jacket and says, puts on glasses and says, look, I'm going to learn this craft too. And let's see if baby does a little gambling here with you hedge fund guys. Here comes Ophie Chris Farley into the mix. Nipples first, a bunch of freckles, and he's coming in, and he wants in on the mix. So first, what are you shaking your head no about?
You have this wrong, Dan. I'm the grizzled vet in this game. I've been in this thing since November, okay? I'm long in this thing, but I've been going the first 2 months with the strategy of low and slow, like we're cooking a brisket, okay? Couple hundred dollars a day. I invest in Apple, Disney, you know, the big dogs. Low and slow, my retirement fund. That is not what happened yesterday. That group chat with Mike Ryan and all his boys, holy shit. Like, that was just like, oh, here's a stock. Here's the latest one. Okay, I'll buy 1,000 of those. Oh, I just made $600. Now I'm down $700. I gotta sell it. Should I sell it? No, Mike says, hold it. I'm holding it. Oh, I'm back up $300. I'm selling half of it because I'm scared, but I'm not telling anybody in Mike's group chat.
All right, hold on.
I can't believe you guys are allowing Mike to lead you here.
This is the thing, though. Now Mike has
decided.
Mike,
sell it all.
Stugatz, Mike has decided, okay? This is what he's decided. And Billy, I need to see whether or not you're going to get into this game. Roy, dare you. What is Roy's wife's name, Stugatz? Would she ever let you play this high-low game of gambling in the stock market?
Oh, wow.
What's her name?
Man, you asked me the other day, and the other day I got it wrong. Jenny?
What is Jenny, Roy, doing when you say, I want to get in the stock market?
Divorcing me.
Okay, so he's out of the game. So let's see how this works, though, Mike, because I believe that with all... Look, it is crazy around here. It's totally unstable. We're flying in every direction. You know what we decide? Hey, let's try and get this on Twitch as well. Let's fly in a bunch of engineers and see if we can get this, get our sea legs under us in real time in front of the audience. It has required a lot of work outside of the creating of this show. It has required a lot of work as we head into free agency. Mike Ryan, the only creative radio bit he knows how to create is arg or narg.
No, that's inaccurate. It's yarg or narg, and it will be coming later today.
Okay, right. So he doesn't have time for anything creative, but he decides, because he's a little crazy right now, and he's been giving off hints of devil up his nose for about, I don't know.
As cocaine-y as I've ever seen him.
And on top of that, though, he
what
just...
What gives you that impression?
Nothing.
Yesterday, Stugatz, though, tell me I've got this wrong. Yesterday, and this is the dangerous game, Chris, you got to be careful about this. On the side, Mike Ryan decided, hey, I'll pick up this challenge. Let me see if I could get a snorting the stock market habit. Let me see if I could just reach in over here and snort some GameStop and snort some Nokia, snort some Kodak.
I haven't been overly public about my stock market game, but I've been investing in the stock market for many years, and I've done quite well. But industry leaders need to have a voice right now because the messaging is trying to be blocked by the establishment. Dan, they took down our Reddit. They're taking down our communities, invoking excuses like hate speech, which is ugly, and I do not support that. But I'm just saying, they're finding loopholes to shut us up. So you know what we need? We need verified blue check marks out there getting the message to hold the line with diamond strong hands. And that's what me, my boy Elon, and Shamath are doing.
Oh, God.
So, I'm telling you, everyone, this is a dangerous game. Listen to me, people. If you take anything from me, take this. Be fearful when others are greedy, and be greedy when others are fearful. I said that. Not
I said just be greedy.
You looked like you were reading. You looked like you were reading directly from your computer. and you got stepped on your joke of being able to explain who you were quoting.
Sorry. I am worried about Chris Cody, though, because he's quiet oftentimes in the Stonks chat, and one of the members of the Stonks chat will be joining us, Tom Habershow, because there are sports implications to
what?
This, Dan. Very interesting sports implications, even for Stugatz's New York Mets. But the important thing is we hold, because everyone's counting on us idiots to be able to cash out our chips when the game is going good and just leave everybody else on an island. No. We are Legion. We are holding the line.
Mike, I have a problem during this. This would be a beautiful story symbolically for America if people could get together, put aside their selfishness and greed, and actually take down some hedge fund guys with GameStop. It would be symbolic, Stugatz, because throughout all of this pandemic, what we have seen again and again as Korea is able to be disciplined and immediately get a full season of baseball, no problem, out because the people of the country are united culturally in the discipline of we can't be sick, we have to get healthy. This would be perfect toward the end of the pandemic. I just wouldn't trust at all, Mike, that there will be anything that resembles selfless unity. When we started the football season booing unity in Kansas City and we can't wear masks because masks are a political argument and we're dragging poor old man Fauci through the streets, and then all of a sudden now he can speak freely. When we can't agree on those simple things because of our selfishness, what makes you think that in the name of GameStop, people are going to get together and stop what's been happening in this country in terms of selfishness?
Because we've been hearing that for days now, Dan, and you know what happened? AMC went to the moon. GameStop still goes up, up, up. We're a rocket ship right now, Dan. We are the new establishment.
And Billy's fear, though. What do you make of Billy's fear that the people telling you to get out are the people who aren't making the money you're making right now? That Stugatz sounds like your conservative dad.
CNBC. Disgusting viewing. Oh, this is irresponsible. You're taking advantage of people, as if the stock markets and the hedge fund guys weren't doing that to the little man. This is all jealousy because the little man figured out their game.
So tell me the funny parts of it specifically being GameStop. So
well, the memes. The memes are the best part. Honestly, if I wasn't doing any stock market stuff in my life, I'd probably jump in right now because I'm here for the memes. First, money second.
So it's entertaining and fun and funny on top of being snorting the stock market in your spare time. This sounds like crack, all of this. It doesn't sound like cocaine. It sounds like crack.
No, it's cocaine.
It's the higher end.
It's
the higher end.
Yeah.
AMC's dropping. AMC's dropping in the pre-market right now.
Hold! Chris, you're going to get out. Chris, you need to run for your life there.
Mike's going to be the lone guy holding on the stocks.
It is. It's going to be Mike alone.
32 cents.
AMC. The M in AMC is going to be Mike.
They're trying to scare you, okay?
I mean, Mike, Chris. It's going to be the three of you.
They're buying the stock and dumping it in large portions. The establishment wants to scare you away. Do not fall for it, because all they got in their arsenal is just lazy scare tactics. If we hold the line, no matter what, guys, there was a 20-minute span where I literally lost thousands of dollars and got it all back just by holding the line. Oh, we're going straight to the moon, folks. We're all going to be millionaires by show's end.
Mike, they have more money than you. They have more resources than you.
They're going to figure it out quickly.
Mike, we have better memes.
Mike,
we have better memes. We're funnier and we're more stubborn.
This would be like the United States beating the Russians in hockey if you could tackle
the
hedge
funds. You're not going to beat the hedge funds, Mike. You're not going to beat the hedge fund.
Be fearful when others are greedy. Remember my words.
Warren
Buffett.
Your words.
Remember my words. Quote, give me some more of that shit.
Chris, what's going on with you and yesterday? Take us through your yesterday. And you say you've been here since November. You haven't been buying GameStop since November.
No, I have been. I have not really been day trading. I put the amount of money in there that I need to day trade, but I've been scared of that because I know that it's just like sports gambling. Yesterday was crazy, man. It was just like I invested in like, you know, 12 different things at one point, and then I was out of most of them and back in them. It was a roller coaster, man. It was scary.
What are the swings?
It was so much fun though.
Hold on a second.
It really was fun.
Just what's going on with us right now? In our lives, right? You are headed straight toward the end of your severance. Let's just be honest about where we are in the pirate ship sales, as you have seen a little bit of, well, what we've been making at Meadowlark so far is jokes and announcements. What we haven't been making at Meadowlark so far is money. So as we go up on...
Problematic.
Yes, this is correct. But not only that, not making money, but on top of that, everyone's severance. It's easy to be the pirate ship when you're still funded by the remnants of Disney, right? Me, Stugatz, and Mike, because of the way the contracts are written differently when you're on air and a producer. Me, Mike, and Stugatz got a severance pay. We're not being paid anything for what we're doing.
Not anymore. Right. BlackBerry has all of mine.
So there's no money coming in here right now over the last month to me, Stugatz, and Mike.
I'm not kidding.
But the shipping container, and we've had to look for benefits and our insurance and everything else because we are flying on the pirate ship, and the pirate ship does not at the moment have insurance.
I was supposed to call someone for that at some point in time, right?
You got a lot going on right now. You got more going on than most of us. You let me know, because we haven't had a conversation off air, what is allowed to be transparent and what isn't, Stugatz, because we like sharing a lot with our audience, and Stugatz shares transparently most of his life. I just haven't been able to talk to him about where he is right now this minute.
Yeah, you need to be lifted up by your friends. We're here for you. And I got a hot tip. Water is the new gold.
Okay.
So, Chris, this is what I want to understand, because we're in a position, and I don't know how you getting fired first ended up with, you've got more days of severance than everyone else, right? Everyone else is coming up in the beginning of February.
He also has a job. I mean, you hired him.
Yes, he's got a job as well, as opposed to the other guys. He's my personal assistant. But so... we are in a position, Chris, where you're gambling away your severance. That's what you're doing. There are thousands of dollars in swings because you're gambling away your severance.
I'd say more so cameo money.
Okay, so that's a great rationalization.
I'm not down, Dan. Have you seen the news? I am like, it's all going to crash and I might lose all my money. But right now, we're doing good.
I know what's happening here, Chris. You got a bunch of jealous folks. Upset they didn't get on the train when it was leaving the station. And now they want in on the funny memes and, more importantly, the money. We're not letting you in our club. The Reddit has been shut down. All right. It's all just blue check marks right now relaying the message. And that message is diamond strong hands.
Pre-market AMC is down 20%.
It's a trick. I mean, how many times do I got to tell you, these hedge fund guys, they got nothing. They're buying a bunch and selling even more to try to scare you off. Don't talk to me about pre-market. Talk to me at 9:30.
All right.
You guys want a little hint about today? Maybe a naked Chris might come back today.
I'm on it, baby.
Mike, they don't get it, Mike. They don't get it.
they're idiots. And we're laughing all the way to the bank with fledgling companies like Bed Bath & Beyond.
Chris, would you do me the favor, please, because we're on Twitch and because
I'm not getting naked. No.
Yes, no, you need to do that.
Just take off. You need to.
Take offered. Chris, these segments, the way we're doing these segments, okay, people have noticed and we have noticed. We'd prefer to stay and paint within the lines and do 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, feed your lack of attention span, change the subject, throw a lot of sparkly stuff in your face. So 40-minute segments straight through with no commercials is not the way to go. However, it is the way to go. If everyone understands that we're sort of trying to crawl around the new format here, and now we want to go to Naked Chris at some point during this Twitch, you can take your time. I will do show around you. But at some point here, I do want Naked Chris's thoughts on the stock market, because what's happening in America right now, Stu Gatz, with the money is fascinating. It's interesting. I would think that the hedge fund guys would give you one day to surprise them. And that they worked all night and they will bury everybody today. And everyone's going to be sent scampering because you've just stuck your hand in a piranha, the Amazon is filled with piranha. It is feeding and you escaped their attention for one day. You climbed in a loophole. I do believe you should get in and get out.
That 2 days, old fogey. Right. 2 days.
Then you got to consider when you sell these things, I think it takes 3 business days to sell. I mean, it's a dangerous game, man.
That's going to be the real fun part when everybody realizes we can't exactly sell immediately. I'm trying like hell to get out from this Tootsie Roll stock because it was like one of the lesser known stocks had started to blow up, but there's no messaging out there saying hold the Tootsie Roll, so I got to get the hell out.
Chris, I want to, at some point in the next 15 minutes as we roll along without interruption, I want an appearance from Naked Chris in some form. I want to segue into talking Miami Heat here.
He's not going to stop until you take your shirt off, Chris.
That's true.
Exactly.
And you can leave the camera and figure out a way to do that, but we need a Naked Chris segment. We need the payoff at the end of this segment needs to be a Naked Chris segment.
You know, Naked is a company that's going to blow up today. Like, that was kind of the joke I was going for there.
They missed the boat.
Bam, I don't really have Naked Chris is me with a bunch of topics and I could pull stuff out of my front, but it's probably gonna fall.
Just take your shirt off at some point. That's the only way you're gonna make them happy.
That is correct. Yeah. It is not happening. My personal assistant. Look, we don't have a human resources department, but at the moment,
pale, man. It's not even how fat I am.
Pale is not what you're
really
worried
pale.
About.
My tan's not good right now.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. What is Chris actually worried about with shirtlessness? Is he worried about pale? Is he worried about nipples? Is he worried about flab? Which is it? Which do you believe it is? Because I think, Mike, that we're headed straight toward a human resources violation, even though we don't have an HR department. If I force Chris uncomfortably to take off his shirt on Twitch, I feel like that's a boss with an employee that's not sanctioned behavior.
Yeah, we all see what you're trying to do, and it's one of those rubber meets the road moments right now for Chris, Cody. If he wants to stay with this company, he's going to have to take his shirt off.
Yeah. I was going to say, threaten to fire him. That will help.
Well, I don't want to do that because that leaves me liable in ways. Yeah. I think if that gets out and the proof is Twitch is brought to the court hearings, people are going to say, no, clearly he was bullied and badgered and sexually harassed to show everybody his boobs.
Right now, we have the same HR department that they had in the movie Boiler Room, so take your shirt off.
Okay, so
after yesterday, I have a backup plan.
You're just going to let that sit there, or you're going to share it with
you? You're not even going to say blam? Yeah.
It's the stock market. Like, you know, being a day trader is my backup plan. Okay.
Uh-huh. Take your shirt off, please.
Take it off.
Yeah. All right, look.
You're lucky it's just a shirt at this point.
It is. And I'm look, Chris, we are trending very quickly toward eventually.
Towards
all right,
being
Chris,
broke.
Show them your dick. We're headed straight there.
I think that violates some sort of Twitch policy.
You say that again because I stepped on it.
No, it's okay. We're live. There's no editing here.
Who's in the group text?
I knew that was going to happen.
Sorry.
Mike, I knew not being able to talk to him before this, that I knew he wasn't going to
know.
Because
I didn't read what you wrote yesterday.
That we don't get to stop and keep going. So
I did enjoy you waltzing in here at 8:07. Understanding you got stuff going on, but it was a Twitch broadcast that started at 8, and you just waltzed in here.
Sorry, Twitch.
So this is where we are with all of this, Dugatz, because I don't know what to tell the audience about what's going on just with everything here, right? Because we are very much not doing anything that has any rules on it. This is free. It's unpaid. We can do it the way we want. It's not, we have the credibility of having been in a professional place in a professional space, but we can do whatever we like within this space because it's total freedom. And you've seen already, Amin has fallen on the wrong side of our CEO because you give pirates total freedom and sometimes they do dumb things as pirates with total freedom. And so he's doing porn stuff, and that doesn't represent the CEO of this company or what he's trying to do with Metal Ark Media. But we are this thing in Metal Ark Media that's not going to fit with the rest of the, you know, hoity-toity, artsy, literary stuff, important societal work, best content that you will find in sports anywhere. That stuff is off to the side. We're the clown show over here, living inside the Empire's silliness, and we're the first thing in the Empire. But there's stuff going on outside of here, outside of the doing of the show, for all of us. And that's why many of you have been asking, hey, why is Stugatz, or what's going on with Stugatz going in and out of the show? And I just don't know what you want to share. And please, if you don't want to share anything, say so, because I do regret that we didn't get to talk before this, before we started today.
Man, it's tough. Well, I have no problem. I've always shared my life with the audience and of course, with the guys on the show here. About 2 weeks ago, my mom tested positive for COVID. My mom was not healthy going into testing positive for COVID. She had some autoimmune issues with her. And so when she tested positive, obviously, as a family, we were super fearful because we knew the potential results and the likely results of her testing positive for COVID. And I'll just say this, and I'm not trying to bring the show down, but you asked, and so we're here. Until you've dealt with it, you might see stuff on TV, and we'll have people on, and we'll interview them. But until you have to deal with it, you don't know what you're dealing with. And until you have to make decisions on behalf of your mom and your family that I don't wish anyone ever would have to make in their entire lives, then you don't know what you're dealing with. It's a real thing. It happened super, super quickly to someone of my mom's age who was not terribly healthy. And 2 days ago, at around 6:30 p.m. Eastern, my mom unfortunately passed away. It's been a heartbreaking time for me and for my family and for my dad. But I can now relate to many listeners who have said to us over the years, Dan, that this show has helped them through some difficult times, because that's exactly what it's done for me. Just being around you, being around Mike, seeing these guys on Zoom, not just the last few days, because I wasn't here the last show we did, but just the last, I've been dealing with this for 2 to 3 weeks, as Dan knows. It's been super cathartic just to come in here, to laugh, to smile. I'm kind of not here. Dan pointed that out yesterday. It's not you. It's not the Stugatz we recognize. I've been dealing with a lot. And so there is some peace in letting mom go a couple of nights ago, because she was in a lot of pain, but we'll move on as a family. And I have felt the support of everyone on this show. I appreciate it. I have felt the support from our listeners. I appreciate it. And I will only tell you that my mom was in so much physical pain over the last, 5 years, that she really, really started to watch this show on a daily basis. She loved it. She loved all of you guys. And what she loved most about it, and she used to tell me this all the time, is what she loved about Dan. Because, listen, as a mom, it's hard to hear your son get pounded on every day for 20 years. But what my mom always wanted for me, and what Dan was able to bring out of me and this show, because I feel so comfortable around you guys, is I work in a place with people where I'm allowed to just be myself. And that meant a lot to her. And I wanted you guys to know that. So she really loved this show. Roy was her favorite.
Oh, that's great. That's so great.
She told me that, Roy.
That is
you
so
must
great.
Have, listen, you did a number on her
that
at the bat
so,
mitzvah. I don't know what you did,
so
Roy.
That is so great. That is so great.
But it's been a difficult time, so thank you guys. I'm thanking the guys here on the show for your support, because it's meant a lot to
me. Well, and many of you are tired of me thanking the audience, because we've told you a number of different times that we did everything that we're doing here and trying everything we're trying here because you gave us the courage to do it. We just sort of felt you'd come with us, that you'd, okay, we're going to a pirate ship. We felt like you'd all be like Amin. Okay, where do I need to go? Where do I need to go to be with this thing that dragged me through a dark time? And we just sort of felt that. And one of the things, and I'm sorry, Stugatz, that we ended up like that there without talking about it beforehand.
No, but that's okay.
I've never seen Stugatz cry before. This is 20 years I've known him. He's made of wires and he's funny and he's covered in sandpaper. He can take a beating, obviously. I've never seen him cry before. And during the stress of all of this for us, this is, you know, like this just terrible thing in the middle of it where I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, in terms of grieving parents, we've been together 20 years doing this show.
Crocodile tears.
20 years doing this, and Mike lost his mother young, but we haven't had one of these situations where one of our own is losing a parent. And many of you in the audience right now can know whatever that grief is, but it's not something that has resided around our little family here. And so, Stugatz, one of the things that you were saying there, and I don't want to sort of probe the grief you're going through, sure, even though that I'm the grief eater. I don't want to do that.
We all believe you, Dan.
I don't want
it's
to
okay.
do that.
It's okay. It's okay.
I want the audience to understand. I was talking about this the other day with Matt Kelleher, one of the two guys who's been at the top of the PTI, the whole thing that happened at ESPN over 20 years, right, where it was Kelleher and Rideholm saw Tony and Mike and said, let's get sports writers in here with chemistry. That spun off into Highly Questionable. He took over. Rideholm and Kelleher took over Around the Horn. And so whatever's been on ESPN for 20 damn years is Kelleher and Rideholm growing up in that job as 30-year-olds like Mike and getting to 50 years old doing, you know, shepherding a bunch of sports writers into a pen every day to make 2 hours of television on ESPN. And I was talking to Kelleher about this, and he had never looked at it like this before, but you and I have been in this place for a pretty long time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you realize that you guys are parents to a family there, right? That those people never leave. They don't go to other jobs. That they stay in that job, and they're comfortable, and they don't know another world because you guys are family, and you guys have raised those kids professionally through the industry. How many of you guys here, so Mike makes fun of me for saying kids, but how many of you guys have had a real professional job for months outside of this one, out in the industry, anywhere in the industry? Like Whittingham just got here because Whittingham was a part of everything we were doing at the beginning. And then he decided he wanted to go the Boog Shambi route of, right, let me see if I could get into play-by-play because I'm exceptional at this. He's just helping us out now. He's vastly overqualified for what it is that he's doing. But we've got a family that extends into people like Whittingham, like Parakeet Cortez, up in New York, where we're all in on this together. They just happened, Whittingham and Cortez happened to go outside of the bubble to go get the things that they wanted, and everyone else has stayed here. But this family, when did you realize that, because I think you brought it to me, Stugatz. I don't think I realized it. I think you realized that this was your family at some point in the last 10 years where we sort of looked up and we're like, oh, wait a minute. This is our support system. These are the people we love. These are like our sons, and they treat us with the reverence and the disrespect and the rolling your eyes that you would treat your parents with.
I've spent more time with you and these guys than I have with my parents, than I have with my kids, than I have with my wife, than I have with my family over the last 10 years. I probably realized it. There's been some moments, like there's the moment where we're kind of handing the baton over and those guys are on stage and they're getting all the applause and all that, and you and I had a
crocodile tears.
That's the first time you saw me cry. The second time was during.
That's true, actually. I forgot about this. That. Yeah. Yes, he did cry, yes, watching the shipping container on stage, and we were like parents at a graduation watching them soak in adulation. That was funny.
I think for some reason, what made me happiest, and maybe this is when I realized it, was when Mike and Roy, and I think, was there anyone else who came? When those guys, you took the buyout clause, Dan, which we appreciate it. You're putting my kids through college. To see them interact with my parents and have moments with my parents at my daughter's bat mitzvah was very, very cool. So I remember thinking to myself, like, wow, this is an extension of my family. And now they're meeting my family. Your family's always been a bigger part of this show, and that's fine. I never wanted to bring my family into the show that much. I'm certain you would have been okay with it, or at least I think you would have, but probably back at my daughter's.
We can do that now. We did on your father, because this is going to be one of the things, forgive me, Stugatz, but one of the things that has been interesting to see the deconstruction of Stugatz's family as some of this stuff has happened is that the audience needs to know, for as much as we treat him as a pinata around here, Stugatz is a really good son. He is a really good husband, and he is a really good father. That would be something that would be lost, I think, on a lot of people. They just wouldn't see it because he's so often in character for us. And so,
father and son, definitely.
And well, yeah, the husband stuff, actually, you guys have a funny relationship. I don't know how good a husband you are. You're a faithful husband. I know that.
I am a faithful husband.
So I don't know how much you're actually not hitting your wife with make me a sandwich.
I haven't listened to a word you guys have said. I've just been trying to sell Tootsie Roll stock.
I would have done the same.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped. Opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.